Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. Extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Monday brings a big old land with countless dreams, a conflict and happiness,
a war, and the terrorism voiced against one of our great allies, Israel. Barrage of rockets are right now going from the Gaza into Jerusalem, we're told. Air raid sirens are sounding right now. This is the most lethal assault against Jews since the Holocaust. These are Arab Nazis, is what they are. Let's call it what it is. Israel now ordering a complete siege on Gaza to try and stop these rockets from coming into Israel and to get a hold on this thing. I see the U.S. Special Anti-Semitism Envoy, Deborah Lipstadt, among the most renowned Holocaust scholars in the world, has called these attacks by Hamas the most lethal assault against Jews since the Holocaust.
Bunch of infidels. Well, they look at them as
saying there is no justification for the heinous, barbaric terrorism against Israeli civilians and mass murder. The videos this weekend were so horrific. Family members sheltering in fear, loved ones next to them murdered, kidnapping, you know, children and women. But Iran says they had nothing to do with it, Kev, just so you know.
A lot of people have a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Iran has nothing to do with this.
Well, think past what we just saw. And, okay, well, now, I'm always a now what guy. Now what? Well, and so I start digging into what I know about Israel's military. And, I mean, they could turn Gaza into a parking lot tomorrow. I mean, they have nukes. Iran's trying to get one or build one or something. Israel has plenty of them. And I don't know if these people realize the bear they're poking. I think the bear is done being poked, considering they bombed 500 targets in Gaza last night, rolling a few F-35s into the game. Hey, how are ya?
So let's set our
watch
to how quick we will hear Israel should restrain itself.
Well, you can stop talking if that's going to be your line, because they should be done. We're done. You know,
here's the thing. I don't think they much care about the retaliation. I think that's
they're all looking to be a martyr anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it isn't. I mean, in this case, it's about attacking the Jewish people of Israel. But the jihad that the Hamas and the Taliban and ISIS and Hezbollah and the rest of them are waging is a religious war on behalf of radical Islam. Make no mistake. Make no mistake that those folks are now here. They're here. They're inside our perimeter. They're in. The Trojan horse arrived. It's emptying out every day on the southern border, and they are here. So, and the whole, hey, death to America, that hasn't stopped or anything just because we left Afghanistan with $80 billion of gear there. None of that's subsided, so gotta be ready.
I hope we can trace the weaponry that is being used by Hamas.
Yeah.
Because if it, in fact, came from abandoning Afghanistan, we can link that foreign policy blunder by the Biden administration as well right to this.
Yep. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to demand. We had audio of her this morning talking about that.
2,500 rockets fired from the Strip, 700 Israelis killed, over 2,200 wounded. Now the army is striking Hamas targets in Gaza, and we have reports of 413 Palestinians reportedly killed, a substantial number of civilians and soldiers held hostage in Gaza. Major airlines are now suspending flights to Israel, complicating the effort for those stuck in the middle of this war to escape, which includes, by the way, a group of pilgrims from Fargo, North Dakota, being led by Father Philip Ackerman. We have been in contact. Our news department has been talking with Father Ackerman by email, and they are in Jerusalem and safe, we understand, making decisions on whether or not to continue any part of their tour today or not, but likely complications in getting them out. Let's go to Mike in Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Morning, Kevin. You know, it makes me wonder how many of these guys have come across our border that are in our country this minute, just waiting for somebody to say the word go. And what will they do in our country? And our prayers go out to Father Ackerman and those guys. Or they better hope that the Taliban doesn't find out where they are, or these terrorists, because they'll come after them sure as you're born. They got $6 billion out of us last time from our illustrious leader, asleep at the switch as always. And, you know, what's to stop them from doing it again? I'd say, you give us money or else. And these people are bloodthirsty butchers. They don't care, man, woman, or child. It matters not to them. They enjoy killing. And they can hide behind the Quran all they want to, but these guys are sociopathic killers. And if they're doing it in Israel, they're sure as heck will do it here in this country. And I think we had better have all hands on deck and keep our eyes open. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, Scott, but there is just something going on here that I think we should be aware of, and we'd better keep our eyes and ears open. That's
my
point, thought on it.
To your point on these terrorists infiltrating the southern border, it's not a matter of, that's not in dispute. That's happened. Now it's a question of what they're going to do. Wall Street Journal reporting Iran helped plot the attack on Israel over several weeks. Do you think they're doing the same in the U.S.? And by the way, I see we already have...
Yes, I do.
We already have reports that there are threats that have been telegraphed on churches in the United States as a result of this morning. That's another news there. And
yes.
Meanwhile, the squad is already calling for a ceasefire. What did I tell you, Kev? There they go.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, I think Forrest Gump's drill sergeant said, stupid is as stupid does. What can I say?
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. A listener asks, are we in World War III?
No. Not even close. But they're ramping up something.
Well, I'm going to reserve judgment on the World War III question. Kevin says, no, not a chance. Iran, Russia, China, North Korea are all at war with us. At what point are we going to be at war with them?
Great question.
Because that is a multifaceted war that certainly would be described as World War III. Texter says, Israel has every right to wipe the Palestinians off the map off the map. If they're descendants of Amalek, as you may recall, Amalek attacked the rear flanks of Israel when they were entering the Promised Land, killing the helpless women and children. Palestinians sound like the same evil murderers. Another listener, you can stop with the border crossing Palestinian stuff. We have Democratic legislators, BLM, Code Pink, protests in every major city, totally and openly supporting the murder, kidnapping, and rape. These animals are already here, and we better be ready to deal with them. New York City saw big protests over the weekend of the Palestine, supporting Palestine.
I saw, you want to hear the best one? I don't know if it's Photoshop. I saw Gays for Palestine. And one of the text was, you know, they throw folks like you off of buildings over there for being gay, right?
Yeah.
You get that, right?
Did you miss that memo?
Did you miss that? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly right. All right, short break. Back with more of your questions or comments. Welcome 701-271-1100 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolett County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Heidegger Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Your mind, powered by Puckfutch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's right. Valley City Chevy GMC. Chevrolet in Bismarck, and I'm driving a 2021 Chevy Silverado. Like it so much, I haven't yet upgraded to a 2023 or 2024, but I may just do that. Just so I can tell you about some of those new features, a glass cockpit being one of them. Unbelievable. Here's why I will drive nothing but a Chevy for the rest of my life. I hit a buck, a big buck, doing 80 miles an hour on I-29 northbound. Chevy won buck zero. Took that thing down, put me in the cocoon. OnStar called 911. It was unbelievable. It really was. Test drive one today. New and pre-owned waiting for you at PucklichValleyCity.com. PucklichValleyCity.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Great folks to do business with. Mark in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I want to make a quick comment on this World War III thing. We've been in World War III for probably the last year or so. Just look at all the stuff that's happening. We've got balloons flying over. I mean, we've got the border stuff. Right here in Williston, I don't know how many groups there are, but I know of at least two groups. There's some, I don't know what you want to call them, like people from Iran. There's groups of four or five people, men, fighting age men. I've seen some Russians in groups of four and five. In the military, they call those little strike groups. If you see some of the videos from the Israel attack, you've seen groups of four or five men in groups going through neighborhoods. So we're already there. If whoever wants to finally open their mind to this stuff and open their eyes. Look at the school boards. Look at all this other stuff that's going on. These are all communists. I don't care what they say. The Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party that it was when I was a kid back in the 60s. These Democrats, in my view, are technically communists, and they want to destroy this country. And they're doing everything to destroy it. We don't have any oil reserves. We're not drilling more wells. We're not opening up some of the wells that we do have. And look at our food processing. The Chinese own the pork industry, the pork processing plants. And they're trying to buy up through other companies. They're using shield companies to buy up land. You know, World War III has been here for quite a while now, and just nobody wants to fess up to it.
So, being fought a different way.
You get what you get. What's that?
That's just being fought a different way, different tactics. You know, there's more to the playbook than used to be.
Yeah, they're not going to,
You're right.
You got those two movies that came out, Red Dawn, this last one. It's just kind of an example of they've been looking at this. Hollywood's been looking at this for years. You just mentioned them this earlier. You got North Korea, you got China, Russia, and Iran, all in a group now. They're all united, and what do they want to do? They want to kill Americans. So it's not new, but see that they're not going to be dropping out of the sky. They're coming across the border. What about Canada? Canada's here. What was it? Just a few months ago, moved a bunch of their tanks and stuff along the border. A lot of people don't know that the Chinese people are the Communist Party is actually building their tanks in Mexico. I mean, how far do they have to go to actually invade this country? And if you think that the Canadian government up there is going to be on our side, think again. They don't like us any more than the Muslims do. I mean, look, Mark, at all the stuff that's been going on between us and them.
And I would argue...
All right, I've had enough. Go ahead.
I would argue, Mark, that there's one word that describes why everything you've just laid out is happening, and it's weakness. It's perceived weakness by this administration. And when an enemy perceives weakness, and I might add, I'm going to throw in the Republican food fight in the House right now. That's ill-timed, isn't it?
I might add compliance with the weakness. A little compliance in there.
Byron Donalds, the congressman from Florida, I thought said it best about why we were at this moment that we are at. I want to play this for you.
He's a rock star.
Isn't he, though? He is absolutely, and by the way, one of the names that's been mentioned for speaker as well. Okay, let's roll in here. My PC up, Kevin?
Yep.
Doesn't like this. No, it's not muted.
I've got him here if you want.
Do you?
Well, look, first and foremost, with what's going on in Israel, Israel has our full support. Benjamin Netanyahu needs to do everything necessary to get all the hostages back, but also to teach Hamas a lesson. This cannot be tolerated. They have our full support. Now, on to what's going on with the Speaker of the House right now. It's not really clear if the Speaker Pro Tem, Patrick McHenry, can even get the intelligence.
Then he goes into talking about the Speaker, but a little later on, this is basically about the hostage situation. What do you have to say about that?
So the work is going to continue, but it is slowed down because we do need to have a new Speaker of the House.
We are learning that there could be Americans held hostage this morning in the Gaza region. This morning, the UN ambassador was on Fox and Friends. He said that the hostages' numbers are growing and that there are about 1,000 or dozens of people, he said, who are Americans who are being held hostage. How does that change the story for you? And what do you want to see in terms of the assistance to Israel?
Well, first, let me tell you, I was actually contacted last night. I have 53 members of my constituency who are in Jerusalem right now. Obviously, they are panicked trying to find their way to get back to America. If you haven't been to Israel, in southern Israel, by the Gaza border, by Gaza City, yes, it is really easy for them to come across that border. That's what we saw. We need to provide every assistance possible to Israel to get Americans back. And listen, let me be very clear. With Hamas, touch an American's head and see what happens to you. That's my position. That needs to be the position of the President of the United States right now. We need to get those people back and support Israel in every way possible to see that happen.
Guy's a rock star. It's great. It's Congressman Byron Donalds, by the way, out of Florida, who tweeted over the weekend, "We've arrived at this chaotic moment because there's weakness in the White House. No one talks about it, but we've lost four embassies under Biden, and this is another disaster on his watch. When terrorists see weakness, they push." So true.
Are you seeing this footage from New York? They're rallying for Palestine.
I mentioned that earlier.
They're burning U.S. and Israeli flags in the streets of New York right now.
New York City. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Just heard from Father Ackerman over in Israel, who's leading the group of 84 North Dakotans, saying, "Sorry, I missed your text. I was offering mass in a meeting room at our hotel group for a group of 84. So they're still at the hotel. We're going to try and connect with him shortly here. On What's On Your Mind, don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. The death toll keeps climbing after Hamas-coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American casualties. Israel formally declared war on the militant group Sunday. The conflict has sparked rallies across the United States, those both in support of Israel and in support of the Palestinian cause, took to the streets Sunday in New York City. There, opposing demonstrators clashed near the Israeli consulate in Manhattan. Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck, who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, says presidential candidate Donald Trump will not become Speaker. Buck said that next Speaker will be selected from within the Republican conference. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana are the two frontrunners at this time. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you by MyPillow today. Mike Lindell and his team under siege in a different kind of way.
You see the latest from the Lindell Offense Fund? They indicted Smartmatic in Miami. That's huge.
There are some victories, but they've cost a ton of money.
Oh, yeah, they have.
And Mike is just saying, look, they're at the... So least we can do is shop for some great products, and that helps. Helps the employee-owned MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and browse today, would you? Load up on gifts for friends and family. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Father Phil Ackerman, pastor of the Holy Cross Catholic Church in West Fargo, is on our newsmaker right now, line right now from Israel. Father, thanks for taking a few minutes for us. How's the group doing?
We're doing fine. However, there's a level of anxiety underneath all of this for all of us. We know we are safe, but we are wondering what will be happening to us.
Understandably. Now, talk about where you were when you first learned of these attacks happening.
Let's see. I can't remember now. So much has happened. So I guess we, did we just come into Bethlehem?
When we
left Nazareth and we were heading towards Jerusalem and Bethlehem when we heard things were, getting tense and that checkpoints were closing. That was about, Saturday? Was that about Saturday? The days are kind of running together for us.
Understandably. Exactly right. Now, how long was the tour scheduled to last? How long were you supposed to be there?
The schedule was supposed to last from our departure out of Fargo on October 2nd to arrive, return back into Fargo about October 12th or so, maybe spilling into 13th, past midnight or so. So we're supposed to be back by Friday.
And
departure flights would be this Thursday here in Israel.
Are you planning on leaving early?
We'd like to. At this point, we all want to, but at this point, it looks like that's not possible because there are no flights available for us. And if we tried to book some flights and there was some changes, we'd lose the seats we have scheduled for Thursday, and that could put us into a couple of weeks from now.
Understandably.
So we decided to hold on to our seats that we have for our Thursday noon departure.
Where are you in comparison to where the attacks are happening?
From what I understand, we are about 45 miles away, and that's on the Gaza Strip. And that is, I believe, Israeli territory, and we are in Palestinian territory. No, excuse me, I believe it's Palestinian territory, the Gaza Strip.
45 miles away, but you're in Israeli territory.
No, it's I'm sorry for the confusion. We're in Palestinian area, so therefore we are considered safe.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
And so that's why we, that's and we're just grateful to be in Bethlehem area.
So what have you done since this escalated?
Well, we were able to continue our tour in Bethlehem as we had planned, seeing some religious sites like the birth of Jesus Christ took place, and we saw some other religious sites as well, and it was a very wonderful experience for us yesterday. And we thought that we would just be remaining here at the hotel, not being able to go anywhere, because our next stop would be touring their holy sites in Jerusalem, which were off limits. The checkpoints were closed. But this morning we found that the checkpoints were open, so we were able to go into Jerusalem to our surprise, and we had that privilege of visiting the holy sites there, as I mentioned earlier. But at the end of lunch, we were told to board our bus quickly and get back as soon as we can into Bethlehem.
Interesting. Are you in contact with Israeli officials? Do they work closely with tour groups like yours to update you with situations like this?
Actually, we are in contact with no government officials at all. However, everyone in our group has registered with the embassy, U.S. Embassy, and has filled out a special crisis emergency form. And so we are able to get updates from the U.S. Embassy. And the U.S. Embassy issued the first, I can't say it's alert, maybe information for us, that that we are supposed to stay close to where we are, and there is a curfew for U.S. Embassy personnel starting now from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., but it's advised that other people do the same.
I see.
So it seems like what tomorrow, we were advised tomorrow was to stay in the hotel. So that's been a change for us. We've been able to do things here in Bethlehem until now. But at this point, we will have to just stay in our hotel.
Well, I would say you're very brave for venturing out and keeping part of the tour, but obviously you got the assurance of folks that if the checkpoints were open, that was safe to do.
Yes. If there was a risk, we would not have taken it. But we were grateful to do that. What the things that was surprising to me, as we left the checkpoint, we didn't have to go. We didn't have to present any documents at the checkpoint. It's almost like crossing a border, even though it's all the same country. And maybe they consider it different countries. I don't know. Anyway, as we left the Israeli area of Jerusalem, we just drove right through. But there was a huge, long line of cars stretching out as far as you can see, coming of people trying to get into Jerusalem, into the Israeli area. So before the checkpoint would close.
Are you noticing while you are out a large presence of security, more so than before the attack?
We haven't really noticed any security as much, but we noticed that businesses are closed. The heavy traffic of this area, which is bumper to bumper, is very light. And there is some traffic right now. You can hear that. I don't know if you can hear that in the background. But there were people are kind of getting ready for something. There's been long lines at the gas pumps, cars lined up for blocks and blocks for gas. And it reminded me of the mid-70s when we went through that back in the United States.
How is the group doing? You have 84 pilgrims with you?
There's 84 of us, including our travel leaders. So a total of 84.
I'll just describe how folks are doing. It's going to be a very stressful time.
It is. You know, we had mass just a little bit ago, and we saw these religious sites. And people are doing the best they can. We're not in a sense of any panic, but underneath all that, there's anxiety.
Well, understandably. How could there not be, right, in the middle of this? Not what you expected on this tour.
That's right. This was just a lot for us to handle, yes.
Did you say the embassy is suggesting that you stay at the hotel now?
Well, they're not for us specifically, but we were told the embassy makes a recommendation that people should stay close to where they're staying. And let's see what this is. The embassy alert issued as of today. Let's see here. U.S. embassy personnel are urged to stay as close to home as possible outside curfew hours. U.S. citizens can find additional information to, and so on and so forth about other events or emergencies. So the advice is to just stay put.
And the embassy knows where you are and who you are.
Yes, we've all registered with the embassy.
What?
They know where we are located.
The Israelis that you've interacted with since this happened, how are they feeling today? Describe their mood.
I really haven't visited with any Israeli at all. I just we don't speak their language, so we're mostly been just in contact with their own tour guides.
Got it. Well, Father, we're praying for a safe return. You're flying out Thursday as scheduled, earlier if possible, right? Yeah, and there are reports today that the major airlines are canceling their flights into Israel. You fly out of Tel Aviv or Jerusalem?
Tel Aviv. There really isn't an airport in Jerusalem. All flights are out of Tel Aviv.
Got it. All right. Well, we will continue to pray and hope for your safe return very soon, and certainly also praying that everybody there is understandably anxious, but trusting in the Lord that your safe return is near.
That's right. And we're just grateful that we're here in Bethlehem.
Yes. Great spot. All right. Thanks, Father. Appreciate the update very much. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
It's Father Phil Ackerman, who, along with Father Braun, Father Ackerman's from Holy Cross in West Fargo. Father Braun's from St. Anthony's in Fargo. And getting a firsthand report of what's up. Interestingly enough, they're designated safe, as you heard him say, Kevin, because they're in Palestinian territory. Right? So
right.
The fact that they're in Jerusalem, they're not a target right now. So that is a blessing on where they happen to be located. But nonetheless, can you imagine?
Well, they probably have to fly out of Tel Aviv, though.
Well, that's what he just said.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He said it's the only place to fly out of.
Yeah, I got him.
Okay, yeah. So, but obviously, with flights not coming in, that's a handful as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, good to get a first-hand update from the scene there. And
oh, it's a mess.
It's a mess. Yep, it is absolutely a mess. 17 minutes before the top of the hour, coming up on the program today, Mark Levin will join us. We'll talk a little bit about this situation. We'll also talk about his great new book, The Democratic Party Hates America. The Democratic Party Hates America. When you hear that title, what do you think, Kevin?
Can't wait to hear it or read it.
Well, when you read it, you recognize the radical leadership of the Democratic Party is what hates America. And the rank and file, if you will, Democrats. This is a long way of saying that this is not your father's Democratic Party. This is not your grandfather's Democratic Party.
This ain't the old DFL.
And it really started under Obama when they talked about transforming America.
Oh, yeah, fundamental change.
And I love a line in there in the book that Mark Levin says, if you love your wife, do you want to transform your wife? No, you love your wife. You love your wife just as she is. You don't want to transform your wife. So you can't say you love America and you want to transform America. We're going to talk about that coming up. Also, UND Aerospace Dean Bob Krause. And tonight, an event with Senator Kevin Cramer and the North Dakota Auditor Josh Gallion. Jared Hendricks will tell us about that when we come back after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. and our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Putt-Putt Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
About this a little bit here. The world under Joe Biden. Afghanistan fell. 13 service members died. Putin invaded Ukraine. China is moving on Taiwan. And Israel's under attack. Now, I'm trying to remember, under 4 years of Donald Trump, Putin didn't invade a country. China wasn't moving against Taiwan. Afghanistan didn't collapse. We had the Abraham Accords, and 13 service members were still alive.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Disaster.
Yep.
Disaster. There's a report out of Axios that Benjamin Netanyahu has told President Biden today, we have to go into Gaza. So they're probably already behind the scenes saying, now just restrain yourself. Just restrain yourself. Just hold back.
Oh, you bet they are.
Just take a couple more hits.
No, go punch him in the mouth again.
Jared Hendricks is here to tell us about an event that is happening tonight. And it is a Republican town hall, is what it's being labeled as, with Senator Kevin Cramer participating and North Dakota Auditor Josh Gallion. And the organizer is Jared Hendricks, who joins us now. Hey, Jared, how's it going?
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. Tell me about what you have planned tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't have to take but one look at the news and recent last week, just not only in foreign policy, but what's happening with the speaker to remind yourselves why it's really important who represents us in D.C. and, of course, even here in Bismarck. So we just wanted to do a town hall style event for local folks here in Fargo. And we have Senator Kevin Cramer and our state auditor, Josh Guyon. So we figured we'd get a perspective both from D.C. and the Capitol in Bismarck. And people are welcome to attend. It's $20. We have like a taco buffet, kind of first come, first serve with the buffet. So can't promise we won't run out of food if a lot of people show up. But that's at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30 at the Avalon Event Center, right in the middle of town. So, you know, we want people to come with their questions, and no question is going to be out of bounds. I haven't pre-screened anything with these guys. They're, and you know, Scott, I don't have to tell you, Kevin takes questions on any issue, and Josh is the same way. They're not afraid of questions. We just want people to not get too rowdy and be respectful, of course. So, but otherwise, any issue is on the table.
And the $20 charge is a benefit, I suppose, for the District 10 Republicans, right? You're raising a few bucks for that district.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Yeah, we're in a pretty tough district. I describe it as certainly purple, if not blue-leaning. A lot of apartments, very difficult to campaign in, so we definitely want to help our local Republicans get a foothold in the district. But, yeah, it's a great opportunity for people to show up, and I don't think there's been a town hall-style event in quite a while. I don't know if there's really been much of any since before COVID. So it's a good opportunity.
Senator Cramer and North Dakota State Auditor Josh Gallion will be there tonight, 6 p.m. Doors open 5:30, Avalon Event Center in their Dakota Ballroom, and a fundraiser for District 10 Republicans, so a $20 charge for that tonight. But any and all questions are welcome. What do you think the hot topics are going to be? What do you hear people buzzing about, both for Senator Cramer on the federal side or Josh Gallion on the state side?
You know, I mean, everybody's concerned about their wallets these days. I mean, obviously what happened in Israel and Gaza, I'm sure that's going to come up tonight because that's, you know, pretty hot topic. But I think over the last few weeks, I think people are worried about their wallets. I think that's a big part of what happened with Speaker McCarthy. And, you know, people are tired of the status quo and the budget process as is. And interestingly, that parallels with kind of what's happening with the state. And I expect Josh will get questions on, you know, the state Supreme Court decision throwing out our budget and kind of forcing a special session in our state legislature here. It's kind of a similar issue, Scott. You know, in D.C., they kind of funnel a bunch of stuff into these big behemoth budget bills, and they kind of do the same thing here in Bismarck. So it'll be an interesting point of discussion. I think there's a lot of discontent with this wokeism, and I think people see that the Biden administration is just completely out of touch with reality. And, you know, those are going to be, I think there's a lot of frustration with that. People don't feel represented, and sometimes that bleeds over, sometimes fairly on the right politicians, maybe sometimes unfairly on others. But I think there's going to be a lot of frustration with the levels of inflation and the economic climate.
Yes, we hear the same thing from our listeners. Frustration is a good word. And I think they, you know, for the good example was what happened in the House last week. You know, you kind of have that Matt Gaetz-like frustration of, hey, we're $33 trillion in debt, our borders open, not enough is happening fast enough. And you have Kevin McCarthy and a majority of the House Republicans saying, hey, look what we've accomplished here, look what we've got done in a short period of time, just 9 months. And it's not fast enough for some folks, and there is a great deal of frustration out there, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I have mixed feelings on that as well, because I think that on the one hand, you're right, there has been some progress, and, you know, they even put a CR forward that, you know, was a reduction in spending. But at the same time, I understand the frustration of those who are tired of these big behemoth budget bills where they put everything in. And, you know, people are hurting out there, and when people hurt and people feel pain, that frustration comes to the surface, and it's very justified. So, we look forward to people showing up.
Tonight's the night, folks, so take it in. And again, 6 p.m. is when it starts. Doors open at 5:30. Town Hall featuring Senator Kevin Cramer and North Dakota State Auditor Josh Gallion. Come ask your questions. It's open to all. tonight at the Avalon. Thanks, Josh. Rather, thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price, $79.98, and for a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Order.